the grind schaira. The Rashi says iskra pashim is business. As well as a kroidin, your brother dies, so if you want to, don't do any business. If you want to, you're allowed to do. Shall we have before you know how to do business anyway. So the Rach says mashra means that they're chayvim.
In Allah it means even a dover ofud. It's a certain terms that you are allowed to do business. If you want, you could be mamayit.
Thank you. When your own parents are mayit, your father, your mother, then mamayit, even if they are chayvim, you should not have any business done during that time when you're sitting shiva. If you want to, not only to rise kriya to rip your clothing, but his new union of chaylitz means to rip that your whole shoulder should be uncovered. That's called chaylitz. Rashi says, rotsa chaylitz ksefei. We don't do that as man is there, but such an union that your whole shoulder should be uncovered, should be ripped. The clothing on your shoulder should be ripped. So akola meisim, if you want to, it's reshus, you could if you want to, not to. But alav of the alimai, when your father, your mother was meis, then the locker is chaylitz. You would have to chaylitz, you would have to rip your clothing that your whole shoulders should be uncovered. Oh, meise, the godla dorecher. What's happened in a story with the godla dor? She meis oviv. And his father was meis? He wanted to make a chalitza, means he wanted a chalitza, he wanted to cut, rip his clothing, and also cut by his shoulders should be uncovered without any clothing on it. Should be bare. Another godlador that was sitting next to him also wanted to make a chalitza, also to cut by his shoulders, the clothing. Because of the other godlador, he did not do it. So Rashi, the one that was not veilous, the one that his parents, his father was made, he did not do it. For loy cholitz mishum covered god la dar shimoi shebikas lachot gamu. It's about the story. So lechura, the other god, I don't know why the other god that wanted to do it. Lechura, the other god that wasn't sitting shiva, but just down the one god who saw the other god doing this, so chayes to menachemim, he wanted to do it also. So in order that he shouldn't do it, he didn't do it either. And the Gemara explains now, Omer Abaye, God Lador, who was the God Lador that was really the Ovel? That was Rebbe. Rebbe's parents, one of his parents was Mace. God Lador Shima, who was his friend, that was the God Lador that was with him? Rebbe Yaakov Baracha. That's what some say. Vika the army, some say just the opposite. God Lador, who was the one that was really sitting Shiva? That was Rebbe Yaakov Baracha. And God Lador Shima, who was the God Lador with him? That was Rebbe. So Gemara says, Vishlai Molaman the Yama. Godel Hador Sheimoi was Rebbe Yizhainu Denimno Vle Cholitz. That's why it's good where Rabbi Yaakov did not make the Cholitz, because he didn't want Rebbe to have to rip his uncover his shoulders. Elo Laman Diyam Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. He was the second one, in other words, Rebbe was the real Ovel. And Rebbe didn't want to rip now because Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha wanted to. Am I Nimno Vle Cholitz? How come, why not? And look who Rebbe was greater than Rabbi Yaakov. So why did Rebbe stop? So the Gemara says, "Rav Shimon Gamliel Nasi Hevi." For Amay Nimnul Lecholitz. So when Rav Shimon Gamliel Nasi Hevi, for Kuliyama Machayev Lemichlet. That's the Kashesis. Elamano Rabbi Yaakov Baraka is Amay. So the Nerz Rebbe really was the one that was Nifter. Rebbe's father was Nifter. So if so, Amay Nimnul, why didn't he do it Lecholitz? Rav Shimon Gamliel, his Rebbe's father, Rav Shimon Gamliel Nasi was a Nasi. In such a case, when the Nasi is mace, then the whole Klaisol has to rise kriya, not a regular kriya, but you have to make a cholitz, you have to uncover your shoulders also. So kasha. If that was the way it was Rebbe's father that was mace, then it's a kasha. If Rebbe's father was mace, he was a Nasi, then the locher is anachnami. Everybody should have rise kriya, and the kriya should have been a kriya to uncover your shoulders also. So Tosfos speaks out here, Maisa b'God Lechad, says, Ein zeh Maisa list, it's not a stira. Toda nimnav lecholot zeh b'vnei God l'ador shimai. Because really, when your father is mace, you're supposed to make this type of a kriya, to uncover your shoulders. But the reason why here he did not do it, was because since the next God wanted to do it also, so mishim covered of him, he didn't do it. But if it wouldn't have been to the other God, l'enachmami, the first one that was sitting shiva, he would have done it. But the ma'isa, this chalutz, we don't do this manazir. Right. No, right. I call her ma'isim kulam mistapil yachalam ajoin. And mechleis, when your brother, when your sister, when your son, your wife is nice, the din is shloishim. So for 30 days, you're not allowed to take a haircut. But after 30 days, then you can take a haircut. Alava v'alimoy, somebody who's sitting shiva for his own father, for his own mother, then Allah ruz, you have to sit like avelas for yud beis chodesh, sends a new shear. Then you can't take a haircut at sheyigra b'chaveroi, until the hair grows so long that your friends like yell at you and tell you, you don't look nice, take a haircut. But I call upon him, you have to wait more than just 30 days. It has to be that the hair grows very long, that people can't take it like they start yelling at you, it's too long. Rashi says, Achi Yigwa Baikhaveroi, Shekhva Gidel Pera Yoisimidai. The hair is too long. When it doesn't look nice anymore, your hair is too long, that's the time when you're allowed to take a haircut. It's a big shal exactly how long this is. Some say it's 2 months, some say 3 months. It's a shal exactly. Some say after 30 days, a little bit more. It's a shal exactly what's called Yigwa Baikhaveroi. It's also a shal if it depends upon you. Let's say you didn't take a haircut for 30 days before, and now someone is made, so advice about you right now, you look terrible. Or is it din talking everybody? Oh, these are shalos nalach, exactly how you do it. But I call for him, it's more than just 30 days. Achi yigra b'chaveri. Vaita kol ha-meisim kulon nichnas lebeis ha-simcha. Again, but somebody else's mace, the other kroivim, your wife, your brother, your sister, your son, that didn't shleishim. After shleishim, you're ice oval, you have them within, you're allowed to go to simchas. I love of yalimoy, somebody sitting shiva for his own father, for his own mother, then la'acha yud beis chodesh. He has to wait for 12 months, but during yud beis chodesh, he doesn't go to any simchas. Here the avelos continues on for 12 months. And Omer Rabba bar Bachono l'simchas mereis.
The Pashid is saying this type of a simcha, simcha that you have, like Rashi says, just the friends get together, it's not a big chasnum, that's mutter even ter shloshim. Even in the middle of Lamed, still you're allowed to make a sudas merayim, just your friends getting together, that is mutter. So Nisig Mori has the kasha, Meisvei have the kasha, it says clearly, ule simcha le merayis lamed yoim, that to go to a simcha good, that means a chasna of huadim le merayis, just to have a party, a friendly party between your friends. It's also all 30 days. So how could you say a sudas mereim is muta ter shloshim yoim? So my first is kasha, nechlam it's a good kasha. A meimar learned like this, that Omer Rabba bar Bachono, ule simchas mereius muta likonis liyalter. You know, if it's a friendly party, just the friends getting together, you're allowed to have it right away, right after sitting shiva, even ter shloshim, you're allowed to make this type of a party. Aye, the question is, v'atani v'lo, not like that, that l'simcha shleishim u'l'mereya shleishim, that to go to a chasna, or else even to go to a party between your friends also, you would have to wait 30 days, even for regular avelus, not only by your father. By regular avelus also, the first 30 days it's also. So the marin says, like kasha, there's no stira here. Ho b'yarus also, ho b'poranuso. So Rashi explains like this. B'yarus also means the first time you're making the party. In other words, it was like a cycle. Let's say like 10 friends got together, and every Mitzvah Shabbos, each one made a party. So if you're the first one now to make the party, when you turn Shleishim, it's tak osar. Even for Shah Kroivim, Shleishim, it's osar. However, if all the other friends made the party already, and now it's your time to pay back to make the party, then you're allowed to make the party even Ter Shleishim. That's called Leprona Yosa. To pay back for what you have to, then you're allowed to do it even Ter Shleishim. Therefore, there's no stira. Alright, turn over.
If you want to be the first one out to make the party, you have to wait till after 30 to make it. But if the other people made it already, and now it's your turn to make it, like to pay them back for what they did, then you're allowed to do it back, even during the Shleishim, you're allowed to do it also. When a mace, or your brother, your sister, your son, you have to korei a tefach. You have to rip your clothing one tefach. You have to rip more than a tefach until you uncover your lave, you can see it till your heart. So we'll soon see. It doesn't mean the undershirt you don't have to rip. And no one in the meaning is not to rip the tzitzis either. A kofar means even your shirt also you have to rip. It's not enough just to rip your jacket. But for your parents, you have to rip also your shirt also. Omer Rav Avuah, my crow is the pasuk for this, that you have to rip until you see your heart. The pasuk says, "Vayichazek David bevgodov, vayikorim," that he held on to the begodim and he ripped him.
Now, v'yena achiza pochas v'tefach. Hold on to something, grip something, that's at least a tefach. Fast and look, or at least I'll call upon him to rip a tefach, or kri has to be at least a tefach. That's a little 4 inches. Akol ha-mesim kulon afilu lovash asara chalukin. On a regular mace, again, your brother, your sister, your son, even if you're wearing 10 clothing, one on top of another, ain't a kuroya elo elyon. The locker is the only one you have to rip is your top one. Wearing the jacket, the top one, the jacket that you have to rip and not your shirt. By shankin, alav of yalimoy, when you're sitting shiva for your father, for your mother, then the locher is kareyas kulam. Like we had before, you have to rip all your clothing until you get to your leg, until you get to the heart. V'yapir krusoy, v'yapir ksosoy, ain't a makevis. But like your undershirt, the shirt you wear for the sweat, that's not makev, that you don't have to rip. Rashi's means, shal roishoy, ain't a makevis, kleimar, ain't a tzorach l'kareya. Some say it goes as sharoishoy, means what the yarmulke you're wearing. Other people say it means the sweatshirt that's on your body, that's near your body, that you don't have to rip. Echor ish v'echor isha. Even an isha also has a chiyuv to rip her begodim. Rashi chayov on the kruya. When an isha is sitting shiva for a father, for a brother, a sister, she also has to rip her clothing. Rav Shimon ben Elazar weimer. Ho isha kaira ses atachtoin. First isha rips her underclothing. There is an order of atznius, you don't go rip straight through. So first she rips the bottom clothing. She turns it back on the back. Then she rips the top clothing. The kids are still sneer, she can't see through. Because when she turned the underclothing around, so when she rips the top clothing, now you don't see straight through the body, because the other part of the clothing is still there. Trashi isha means shemesa viyo imoi, that when her parents are mates, so the lucky you have to be kareya, your top and your underclothing, not your undershirt, but your underclothing also, is karas cholokatechta tafta mishumsnius. Mishumsnius, that's the way she should rip her clothing. First she rips the under, and then she turns it around, and then she rips the top. And like this, the under one is covering up her leiv, so this sneer, she's not uncovered. Alkola mesim kulon rotsa mavdil kome sofa shaloi rotsa in a mavdil. You don't have to rip the hem near your neck, called the collar. You don't have to rip the collar if you don't want to. Rashi rotsa mavdil kome sofa sheino b'sofa shlefnei atzaver. The rim around your neck by the collar. Ela kome sofa shlefnei atzofa shlefnei atzaver sheino kareiv kareiv tachteo sheyei nira kara. You don't have to rip like the collar itself. You can start ripping from the bottom part of the shirt as long as you can see the kriya. Mashenkein alav v'alimoy mavdil. But for your father, for your mother, then you're supposed to cut even the collar. The cut should start all the way on top by the collar near the neck. That's where the cut should start. Rashi says she nira kra. The Rashi has a big kriya, so you should be able to see it. Then you need to start even up from by your neck, from the collar. Rabbi Yehuda went there. Kol kriya sheina mavdol kam misofa shaloi einu ela krasha tiflus. See, Yargazin says no. Every kriya has to be that way. Every kriya you also have to rip like by the collar. Otherwise, it's not called a kriya. Trashi krasha tiflo klemar lo yoti de kriya nam mekayin de mitzvah kriya lefidaniro de beis saver hu akol. He holds beis saver by the neck, the collar. That's everybody looks. That's everybody sees. That's the ikka mitzvah kriya according to Rabbi Yehuda. Omri Rabbi Yehuda. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda? The sheet that he holds, the main part of the kriya is by the collar, by the neck. The pasuk says, v'yechazek the begodov, v'yikorim l'shnayim. He grabbed the hold of the begodov and he ripped it into two. Korim, it says he ripped it, mimash m'shinema v'yikorim. Any yudei yishen l'shnayim. If he said he ripped his clothing, so we know it's in two pieces now. What does it have to say l'shnayim for? El shenirin kriyim kishnayim. That looks like it's ripped into two, means by the collar, by the neck, that's where it's clearly nicker, everybody can see it, that it looks like it's in two. Akola mesim kulon shoylel liyach ha-shiva. You rip your clothing for your brother, for your sister, after you sit shiva, you can sew it up. Shoylel liyach ha-shiva. O ma'acha, but to mend it, to make it back perfectly, liyach ha-shleshim. First do it after 30 days. From 7 till 30, you could sew it, but not permanently, not a good stitch. Just keep it together. But after Shleishim, then you let a mamash put it mended back together again. If you rip your clothing because you're sitting shiva for your father or for your mother, the lacher is shirlul yachalamit. After 30 days, then you could sew up this what you ripped, but not a good mending. And you're never allowed to mend it back together well. You can't give it to the weaver to weave it well. You can never do that. Loilam, it has to be that way. When she's sitting shiva after she ripped the clothing, right away she could sew it back again in a normal way. Mishum kvoida. Kiyosi rov and Amrav Yechanan. Kol ha meisim and all the meisim rotsa korea biyad rotsa korea bekli. If you want, you could rise korea just with your hands. Grab a hold of your shirt and just rip it. Grab a hold of your jacket and just rip it. If you want, you could use a knife. You could use a knife also. I love it, v'yalimoy v'yad, you don't have to use your hands. It's a bigger kriya, it shows more the inner of avelis, you feel more sorrow, you're ripping it with your own hands. So we do usually is that they use a knife to start the kriya, but then you hold it with your hands and you rip it down. You're supposed to do v'yad, you're supposed to rip it with your hands. The Yom Revichia Baraba, Om Rav Yechanan, I'll call her Mesim on the other five Mesim, Kula Mibifnim. You let her rise kriya inside, privately. But when you're sitting shiva for your father, it should be outside, means barabim. Rashi kareim mifnim. Rashi says tachas hamakturin shaloi shen kareim mechutz leinakel. To be underneath your coat, you could rip. Not everybody has to see it. But shenkin, when you're doing it for your parents, then it has to be in front of everybody. Has to be able to see the way you're ripping it. Shouldn't be wearing anything on top of it to cover it up. Omer Rav Chizda, v'chein l'nosi. Same thing, if a nosi is mace, also kareim v'machutz, before we had of a nosi, the president or the rosh is mace, everybody has to rise kriya, and the kriya should be outside, everybody should see it. Mace v'yavakasha, loy hushvu li'ovu li'imoy, that a nosi is not like a pair of, where their father is mace, your mother is mace, elo li'ichu b'vad, only to mending it back completely, that just like when your parents are mace, and you rise kriya for your parents, even after Shleishim, you're not allowed to mend it back together again. The same thing in Nasi, also you shouldn't mend it back together. My love, a fiddle of Nasi, it means even for Nasi also, that this is the only way it's Daima, but other ways not. So Mashma doesn't have to be Bachutz. So Rashi says, Lo yushvu rabbi v'yavdezna v'nasi, chol hanach n'toni mastisim li'ovu li'imoy, el li'ichuy, shei mis'achim li'olam. That's all. All these people have the same halacha like when you rip Kriya for your parents, that after you rip it, you can't sew it back, mend it back well, leilam. But for other special halachas, you have when your parents are mace. The moshe, you have to rip it outside, that is not by the other, by the nosi. So chur tzakasha. So Gemara says, leil labar minosi. That's what we say, leihushvu means the other, the avbezdin, by the other people, rabbi, they don't have this halacha to rip kriya mibachutz. It's only derma to the father, the answer you can't mend it back together again. But by the nosi, when the nosi is mace, the president, the rosh, when he's mace, then the kri is also mibachutz on the outside, people have to see it, the same way you rip your clothing when your own father or mother is mace. The moron. Lo levam nin nosi. Nesiya. In nesiya shochiv, when the nosi is mace, is omelay rav chizda, Kofi asisa v'kumalo, like turn over the asisa, Rashi hofuch hamachteshes. Turn over the mortar, the machteshes, the chopping stone. V'kumalo, stand up on top of it. V'ach v'krili alma, as if to say, make a good kriya in front of everybody, let everybody see it. Like the loch, like we had before. That when a nasi is nice, when you rise kriya for the nasi, it should be done openly that everybody should see you rise in kriya. Just like by your father, Shemim Mabachutz, who then by nasi also, it should be openly, everybody should see it. Al chochom chelus mimin. If a chochom is mace and you want to rise kriya, Rashi says chochom means mamuna alir. Shemavakshim imenu hayro. You have the poisuk or the rub of the city is mace. So lochud, everybody's supposed to rise kriya, but you do a miyamin. You rise on cholus miyamin. So Rashi keter miyamin. That means you're supposed to uncover your shoulders, your right shoulder. Al av bezdin mismil. If the av bezdin is mace, then you only do your left shoulder. Al nosi, when the nosi is mace, mikan and mikan. Both shoulders should be uncovered. Your right and your left. Tana Rabban, what's the price like this? Chochem Shemes. If a Chochem is Mace, is Beis Medrash Bottle. And his Beis Medrash Kolpon is not supposed to learn. Join Shiva, the 7 days of Shiva, the Beis Medrash is Bottle to Rashi Oysen Shredidim Luma Terebim Mipiv. The Tamidim, the learned, when it was Shiva's Mace, so the Beis Medrash should be Bottle, those 7 days they should not be learning in the Beis Medrash. Beis Medrash Bottle. Av Bezdin Shemes, Kol Bottle Medrash Shavi Roy Betelim. Av Bezdin is the head of the whole city, so in all the bottom midrashim of the city has bottle during those 7 days. When they chnos in the Beis HaKnesses, and they leave the Beis HaMedrash, they go into the Beis HaKnesses. Or Mishan and Es Mekoyman, everybody has to change their seats also. Ha Yoshvim B'Tzofa and Yoshvim B'Dorim. People that normally sat on the south, east side, on the north side, now sits on the south side. Ha Yoshvim B'Dorim on the south side is Yoshvim B'Tzofa now on the north side. Nosi Shemes, Nosi is the highest person in Klai Yisrael. Like the king, the melech, or the president, the nosi, is botim midrashim, kulam batalim. All the botim midrashim are botim in Klal Yisrael. Or botim ha-kinesi, or b'nei ha-kineses, nechnas l'beis ha-kineses, the people now come into shul, the koirin shiva, they koirin